Brazilian President Lula has defended the creation of a common currency for trade among the BRIC countries, which are Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. He expressed his position in Shanghai during the inauguration of former Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff as the head of the New Development Bank, also known as the BRICS Bank.
If we lose our currency, that's the equivalent of losing a world war. Our currency is what makes us powerful and strong. And China's taken over. And China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding?
All those Kenyans, business people, investors, who have been holding US dollars for speculation purposes, please offload your dollars to the market today and tomorrow. It's very honest advice from a truthful man.
In the end, the ultimate objective is to essentially wipe all of the banks out so that your bank will be the Federal Reserve. This is really a move toward a CCP-style social credit system.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now, the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points.
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency.
Together, we'll be ready to launch the FedNow service between May and July of 2023.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump.